Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 12th of December, 2023. The Bible reading today is Proverbs chapter 18, verses 10 to 15. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Before a downfall, the heart is haughty. But humility comes before honor. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. The human spirit can endure in times of illness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear? The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. Today's article, titled Lean on God, was written by Jasmine Goh. While at a water park with some friends, we attempted to navigate a floating obstacle course made of inflatable platforms. The bouncy, slippery platforms made walking straight almost impossible. As we wobbled our way across ramps, cliffs, and bridges, we found ourselves yelping as we fell unceremoniously into the water. After completing one course, my friend, completely exhausted, leaned on one of the towers to catch her breath. Almost immediately, it buckled under her weight, sending her hurtling into the water. Unlike the flimsy towers at the water park, in Bible times, a tower was a stronghold for defense and protection. Judges chapter 9, verses 50 to 51 describes how the people of Thebes fled to a strong tower to hide from Abimelech's attack on their city. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, the writer used the image of a strong tower to describe who God is, the one who saves those who trust him. Sometimes, however, rather than lean on the strong tower of God when we're tired or beaten down, we seek other things for safety and support, a career, relationships, or physical comforts. We are no different from the rich man who looked for strength in his wealth. But just as the inflatable tower couldn't support my friend, these things can't give us what we really need. God, who's all powerful and in control of all situations, provides true comfort and security. Let's pray. Dear God, help me to run to you instead of turning to other things for comfort and security. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Peter, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.